Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. Today I got to sit down with another Betty Squad girl, Mariana. She is over on Instagram at Tired Mom Runs. We talked all things mom, endurance sport, mental health, and her vlog series in honor of Women in Sports on the National Day of Women in Sports. She was doing it through the beginning of February, interviewing some incredible women as well. So we talked all the things and can't wait for you to listen to our conversation. So tune in. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom. Grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. And join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm so happy to like actually meet.
I know, right? it's always really nice to meet Betty sisters.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. So how long have you been on the Betty Squad?
This is my third year.
Okay. Yeah.
Third year.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
You? And sorry, how do I say your name properly? Marjana?
Mariana.
Mariana.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a Spanish Mariana.
I love it. I love the way that it's spelled too. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It causes some confusion, but used to it now. Right.
Totally. Oh my gosh. Well, thanks for taking the time. I'm just excited to kind of get to know you a little bit more and also talk about your vlog and all the things that you're doing there at the same time. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My pleasure. Yeah. I love Thank talking you. About women in sports and getting to know other people, other women in sports.
Likewise. Yeah. So why don't we just dive in and maybe just tell me a little bit about yourself. And so you said you were originally from Dubai?
I am originally from Finland. So I was born and raised.
Okay. Why did I get that? Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So I was born and raised in Finland, deep in the forest of North Finland. And I grew up doing all kinds of sports. I did track and field and cross-country skiing, which was my passion, still is. And I did pretty okay when I was a kid. I was young. I was talented athlete till I started experiencing challenges. And it kind of ended up me quitting sports at the age of 20, moved to Norway. Started, you know, in my 20s, I didn't really have any, you know, direction. I was dabbling in different things and then found out that I was doing accounting of all things. But I found out that office job is not for me. So I went back to sports. So I studied bachelor in sports science and master's in sports science. I wanted to go all in. PhD, become a professor, all that stuff. But during my last year in bachelor, I had this urge to go to Canada and ski the Rockies.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really into skiing, alpine skiing, and I really wanted to go see the Rockies. And, you know, like when you're young, you don't really have a lot of money. So I was lucky enough to stumble across U of A representative who just happened to be at my school. Oh, I happened to be at the presentation. And I'm like, huh, well, Edmonton is not too far away from the Rockies. What did I know? Nothing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, closer than Finland.
Closer than Finland.
Yeah.
Or Norway. So I jumped on the opportunity. I didn't have to pay anything other than, like, you know, my flights and my accommodations, no school fees. I think this was all orchestrated by higher power because I got $1,500 scholarship and I didn't even apply for it. And the first week there, I met my husband.
Oh, so my gosh.
Everything changed.
No kidding. Oh, my gosh. And then when did you, so did you end up following up with school there or what happened?
So I had to go back, finish bachelor. I had already signed up for master's and I wanted to do master's. So the first year I did an exchange with the U of C in Calgary and he was in U of A. So, and then I still had to do my research, data collection and thesis writing. And it's a crazy life that we embarked on. While I'm doing my master's, he gets a job with a Norwegian offshore drilling contractor, which he still works for.
Okay.
Which took him to Houston, Texas. And I was in Norway. I came back to Houston. And we didn't really like Houston that much. So the first opportunity we got, we're like, we're out of here. So we moved to Rio de Janeiro. I finished my master's, moved to Rio. And I'm like, well, what else is there to do than have babies? So because we're talking about, this is like 15 years ago. So working from home through, you know, like through internet wasn't really in the books yet. Yeah, it wasn't happening. Like I was doing some, because I'm trilingual.
Yeah, totally.
So I speak Finnish, Norwegian, and English fluently. So I was doing some translations. I was doing some writing articles about exercise science and all that. But so we became a family quite quickly, two kids back to back. That was crazy. I don't know what I was thinking. And
not right at that stage, you're not thinking. It's just you're full on into it. Yeah.
My first one was a terrible sleeper. So you know, like sleep deprivation, you know what it does to you.
Hormonal changes, like all of those things.
Life change. Like when you become a mom, it's insane.
Totally.
Everything changes. So, and we keep moving. So we stayed in Rio for just under 3 years, moved back to Houston. We're here like a year and a half, moved to Dubai. We're there like under a year. Then we moved back to Canada. My husband is Canadian. So we moved back to Canada, spent 4 years in, well, 2 years in St. John's in Newfoundland.
Oh, wow.
And then took an epic road trip and moved to Vancouver Island. So across the beautiful country of Canada.
In my area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the West Coast. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in between all this moving, we have the third one.
Oh, my gosh.
So three kids. My husband works part-time in Canada, part-time in South Korea. So I went through a roller coaster of all these new countries and experiences and no support whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, being a mom is hard, as you know. Without the village to help raise your kids, it's insane.
Totally.
So
and just like a whirlwind of probably just not knowing where you would land and all of those things is extra stress.
Yeah. So I had postpartum depression, anxiety, you know, I don't know all the things that I had, but I was suicidal. I was like, I can't handle this anymore. And I was about to, you know, end it all. And the thought of my kids asking their dad, when is mom coming home? That just got me up. It just like shook me to the core and I started running.
Oh my gosh.
And that changed my life. That really saved my life. So I that day I'm like, I am tired mom runs.
Oh, okay. So that's where your handle came from. That's amazing. Tired mom runs. But
yeah,
I mean, I'm so sorry for your struggle and at least you found a way to, I guess, not move past it. I think that, you know, obviously with mental health, we always sit in a certain level of making sure we're aware of how we're feeling and everything. But being able to know that you were meant for more.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's like, I like to think like not bouncing back, but bouncing forward.
I love that.
Challenges. Yeah. So.
And how old were your kids when you were feeling this? Because were you still in that, like, you know, when they're young, you're just like literally trying to survive. It's so overwhelming with everything. And then for you being a lot on your own, it sounds like with your husband traveling for work and everything, just how did you manage that time?
I don't know how I managed. It was, you know, 24-hour mom service. Kids weren't sleeping. Yeah, they are all born in within 3.5 years.
Oh, okay. Ours are close like that too.
They're very close. So they were all going through pretty much the same stuff. Yeah, I don't know how I survived. It was a survival for a long, long time. And honestly, with all the sleep deprivation and stuff, I don't really, really remember much.
Yeah, fair enough.
So
you began running, like that was your outlet, your time. That's like me, mom sweat sanity. Like, you know, my sweat sessions were my sanity when they were younger and from forevermore, right? Like now moving my body is just a daily happening. So through your running, is this where you ended up diving down world of coaching and such? Like how did you, you know, kind of land where you are at the moment?
Yeah, so I've always coached ever since, I don't even remember. Like over 20 years I've coached. So that's always been my passion. And I've always had the foresight that that's what I want to do. Of course, like those years I was surviving, I was in coaching and moving around all those countries. Having a business was not in the cards for various of reasons. But yeah, so running and training, being physically active has always been in me. I realized that I thrive in, you know, it's just, I've always just moved. That's very like a Nordic thing.
Yeah.
You grow up.
I think that's so good for your mind too, right? Like that probably really was something that thankfully you had in your repertoire of your body to be able to move your body. And, you know, I say move your body, change your mind, but really actually moving our body does do that.
Yeah, it does. It does. It is. And even if it's just like 15 minutes, some days it was just 15 minutes, some days it was 10 minutes, you know. But yeah, and you know, the snowball effect, you start from somewhere and then it just gets bigger and bigger. And so I don't know, like when we lived in Rio, I saw these people swim in the ocean and then they jumped out and went for a run. And there I am, like pushing my stroller, like super tired, trying to stay awake. And I'm like, oh, that looks so much fun. Like I want to do that someday.
Yeah.
So because I had never really had any experience in triathlon before that. Like I didn't even really know what it was. Mm-hmm. And then when we moved to Canada, like I'm going to sign up. I'm going to see if there's anything going on in triathlon in St. John's, Newfoundland. And sure enough, there was. So I signed up for Olympic distance. I had a year. I had bilateral plantar fasciitis. So really painful heels. And as moms of little ones, you're always on your, you know, on your feet. So it was pretty tough. But so I hired a personal trainer and he whipped me in shape. But it was like Olympic distance triathlon. It's not an easy thing when you come from, you know, 3 childbirths and not very fit.
Absolutely. Well, any distance, right? Like you're leveling yourself up, wanting to push and do well for yourself. So, like that's still a significant race.
Yeah. But it was like, it took me over 3 hours, but it was the best 3 hours I had had in years. Like there was nothing else to do than just focus on putting one foot ahead of the other and nobody was needing me. So it was fabulous. I loved it. And then it kind of just started snowballing from there. oh, maybe I can do half marathon, or maybe I can, you know, I still thought at that point that I will never ever do like 70.3 or Ironman or run a marathon. But I started like doubting that. Like I was starting to question like,
can you
like think about what you've gone through in your life? Like, I think you can do it. Like, just, you know, start somewhere and like throw yourself down the hill.
Totally. Got to start somewhere. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's what I did.
Good for you. Oh my gosh. So how many years ago was that? When was your first, your Olympic?
2015.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's 9 years ago now.
Amazing. That's so fantastic. And then through that journey, you came across Betty, like using her, wearing her clothing, or was it like Kristen's clothing, or was it more through you saw the squad at a race? Like, how did it come into your vision?
So I stumbled across Betty back in Dubai. Like, we moved to Dubai 2018. I'm like, now is my time to like really see what I can do, because kids were all in school now, and I had like 6-7 hours to do whatever I wanted to do. And I'm like, okay, now I'm starting. I'm gonna go for Ironman. At that point, I had done one 70.3, and in between the international moves, I threw myself on a marathon and did it. So I'm like, okay, now it's my turn, my time. And I stumbled across, I was trying to look for like cool triathlon gear, but I couldn't find anything. Everything was black. Everything was like,
yeah, the same, right?
Same. Like, it was always everything the was same. Yeah. And if it was like, you know, like if it was females, it was black and then a little bit pink or purple. So I'm like, you know, that this is ridiculous. And then I saw somebody wear Betty and I'm like, where did you get that? Oh, this girl just sold it. So I was able to get some from another girl. And then I didn't even know there was a squad. Yeah. And then, you know, COVID happened and all that.
Yeah, totally. Then it all explodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many 70.3s have you now done, and have you done a full Ironman?
Yes, I've done 4 70.3s. One of them was Worlds in St. George 2022, and then two fulls, training for the third one now in Texas at the end of April.
Oh my gosh, good for you. Which other fulls have you done then?
I did Finland and Norway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
So beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, and then Texas at the end of April. Good for you. I did one and I'm like, I don't know if I want to ever do that distance again.
It is very hard. It is challenging for sure.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. I compared it to like the likes of childbirth, because it's almost harder mentally, because I'm like, with a baby, you know, you have to get it out. But with an Ironman, you don't have the option not to, like, you have the option to say, I don't want to do it anymore. Yep. Right. So it becomes that mental struggle of like, oh gosh, I'm in this. Am I going to finish it?
Yeah. I remember vividly the first triathlon I did, and I'm like, this is nothing compared to giving birth to three kids. Like, this is easy. And that's what I also still think, that triathlon is just for fun. It's, you know, it's, I can stop anytime I'm not enjoying it. And usually the race days are just, I am in the zone and I'm just like, I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So
yeah,
good.
I love it. Yeah.
Good. And is there a group of you doing it in Texas? Texas usually brings out a larger crowd.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people doing it. I'm a little bit scared going riding my bike outside here because of the traffic. And in Dubai, we were so lucky, we had 200Ks of bicycles only tracks. So
no way.
Yeah, I lived in a bubble.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
So I'm riding my bike here in my mom cave.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's summertime here in Vancouver, I'm on the trainer also, because they're really, I'm a fair weather outdoor one. I'm like, I'm not going out in the pouring rain and everything. Not interested in that.
Yeah. I'll
switch. Tell me a little bit about your vlogs. What are you doing with your vlog series? What's it? What's the title of it? I'd love to hear more on this.
Okay, so I love promoting women in sports. Back in Norway, I was part of a group that founded Female Snowboarding Project, and I remember it was so much fun. And all those challenges that we have, we still having the same, you know, challenges in general. I mean, some sports are ahead, but I just wanted to do something special for the National Day of Women in Sports, which is today. And I actually just Googled what to do. I want to honor women in sports. And I Googled and I got some ideas and I'm like, well, so I've always considered myself a really shy person, and because I have dialect and I'm a little weird. And so I've held myself back so many times of things that I really wanted to do, and I'm sick of that. So I've you know, I wanted to do something. I Googled what to do, and I'm like, okay, I'm doing this. Like,
good for you.
Let's just do it. So I just started brainstorming, and I started thinking of women that I know that are in sports. I'm like, okay, well, I already have 10 women that I know that, you know, just have a conversation and ask them questions, how they experience being a mom, being a woman in sports. And a lot of them are incredible athletes, Olympians, world champions, regular moms who do triathlons and have jobs and have kids and household stuff and social lives and experiences that are insightful. So
I how to balance it at the same time, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. So I'm like, this is interesting. There's so many moms and women in sports that can relate to these stories and barriers and challenges that we all experience, right? Mm-hmm. So I started contacting people and everybody said yes. that's mind-blowing that everybody wants to be part of this. And I have I don't have super huge platform, you know, but everybody said yes. So I started interviewing last week and I've released 5 interviews and 5 more to come.
Amazing. Yeah. The power of just asking, right? I think that we get so caught up on what if they say no or whatever, but instead of actually just trusting in the, most people want to help share stories and be heard. And, you know, that's so empowering. So good for you just for asking.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So, it's if anyone wants to listen to these amazing women's stories, you can find them on YouTube. Just look up my channel, Tired Mom Runs, and there they are. Women in sports.
Amazing. I'll put it in the show notes of this also, but so exciting. Yeah. So you still have 5 more in the series.
Yeah, 5 more.
And do you intend to do more after that?
I want to do something because this has inspired me to do something. We need to do something here. Young girls are dropping out of sports. And what I hear is so many times we feel as women, we feel like if we want to be part of sports, we need to be loud. We need to be assertive. We need to be, you know, be considered as difficult. We need to be asked to do something. But I also hear that we want events and we want to organize events differently. And we always kind of fall back on the default that is male standard. And we want something different. I also hear, especially I interviewed Kelly O'Mara. You probably know her, from Feisty Media. And she said, we want more than just inspirational stories of women who has 8 kids and cancer. We deserve to have other stories, not just the inspirationals, but more analytics and more opinion pieces without us coming across as, you know, difficult.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Right. So, and then I interviewed somebody from sports industry, and she educated us, like, you don't have to, you know, pink it and shrink it. We've all heard that term. Like, we, you know, for example, she works with bikes. Bikes are meant to be ridden, that you don't have to make them specifically to women. You can, but not necessarily, you mm-hmm. know, like, we care, we don't necessarily care about all the technical parts and all that. We like the feel of a bike, mm-hmm. and that's most important.
Totally.
So I've, over the week, I've learned so many different nuances and thoughts and barriers and lots of fun conversations.
No kidding. I can only imagine your brain, kind of your mind just going with processing everything that you have learned.
Yeah. So, and like, some of the barriers are female coaches are not getting chances, or they get chance, but they get sidelined very quickly. And I don't know why does that happen? Like, mm-hmm. obviously, first of all, if we're moms and we take on a big coaching role, in itself is so courageous and requires so much more mental space to take on that role, because we want to be present with our kids' life. And, you know, it's difficult to, you know, navigate through all these roles that we have as moms.
Totally agree. I think that's also why I started, like, a Momentum is what it's called, just like coaching within a space of like women, but specifically moms, because I think there's a different level that we relate to and can understand, a different juggle that if you don't have kids, you don't completely understand that there's people that rely on you for anything all the time. And, yeah. you know, we'll drop whatever we're doing to go and help our children. And so it puts a different level of mindset within us, for sure.
Yeah. I was talking to two women who have done like race organizations, and one of them had to turn down a race director position because she wants to be present, you know, at home mm-hmm. with her kids, because they grow up so fast.
Yeah. You know, Yeah, absolutely. It goes way too fast. Yeah. But then finding the balance of, you know, making sure you're also pursuing your passions so that they watch you do that. Because as we know, like, we can tell them things all the time, but it's in us doing and them watching. Leading absolutely. By example is where they learn the most, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're doing incredible things, and I'm really excited to. I'm going to go watch the vlogs. I can't wait, and I will link those in the show notes, and can't wait for all of them to appear. But I'm really excited to see what you do next and with it all, because, I mean, you have so much history and growth and sharing to unveil in yourself. And I appreciate you being so vulnerable and open also about your struggles and what's led you here today. So it's amazing.
Thank you. And you can find all those women, incredible women, on my website, which is Tired Mom Runs at Women in Sports. So you can find all those videos linked there once they are out by February 10th.
And when is the actual date, or have we passed it? Women in Sports?
It's today, February 7th.
It's today? Oh, yeah. That's so perfect. I didn't even know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Perfect. So, yeah. And I've had such amazing conversation. Like, one woman is doing her PhD on moms who do Ironmans.
Oh, very cool.
Very cool. And she was talking about grit and guilt, you know, like, we all know mom guilt.
Yeah.
So she's actually studied that. That was an incredible conversation. That's coming out on February 10th. And then I spoke with another researcher. She's a professor at Royal Roads, Dr. Jennifer Wollinger, we're talking about, you know, values in sports and motherhood. And yeah, it was, I've had such amazing conversations, and I really do want to keep it going. And like, I think we have so much creativity as women and moms.
Yeah.
We need to do something like, we all know, and we've known it so long, that sports have been, in general, historically speaking, organized by men for men. Mm-hmm. I think it's time to change it. And Kelly O'Mara, she was saying, like, why do we always default to the way men have been organizing it? So, for example, she was talking about cross-country running. Like, women still run 6K and men run 10K. Why not change it for everybody and run 8K?
Yeah.
So just doing things differently. Well, we need to remember, like, yes, there is historical background to all of these things.
Absolutely.
To erase everything. But if we want to get girls active and keep them active, I think we need to just have the courage to step forward, show up. That has also come in a conversation. Just, we need to show up. Just, you know, trust in the creativity that we have and do things the way we want to do. So I've learned so much this week talking to these incredible women. So I'm still brainstorming and digesting, and I'm still, like, I'm doing everything by myself. So I'm cutting all the videos, I'm editing everything, posting. It's a lot
good
of work.
For you. That's so great. Are you doing it from Zoom? Then you're putting those into certain something to, like, edit it all up, or what are you doing?
Yeah.
Good for you. Oh my gosh. What a learning curve.
Yeah. It's been incredible, but thankfully I was sick last week, so I didn't train.
Thankfully.
It was really great timing.
Oh my gosh. Funny.
But yeah. And now I'm just, like, going through each video and taking, like, a little bit of snippets from there, like a good sayings, what they said, something funny, something, like, meaningful. So, like, a 60-second clips. It's so much fun. Mm. So I don't know. I've created a monster for myself.
I don't know. Now I think you have a platform that you're going to be able to do so much good with. So I'm really excited to see what your creativity comes up with.
Yeah, I'm hoping to maybe partner up with somebody who has more experience, like maybe hosting a webinar or something like that, that everybody can join and we can get the ball rolling.
Absolutely. Oh, well, thank you so much for your time. It was so much fun having a conversation and learning a little bit more about you. I'm really excited for your race in April. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hopefully we can find each other on another race course soon. Do you have anything else in the books for this year?
I'm doing Woodlands Marathon in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Then the Ironman Texas, then nothing, because I found, like, as a mom, summertime or like late summer races, it's so incredibly hard to do when kids are off school. So I probably will do something at the end of the year. We'll see.
Yeah, I totally hear you. It's definitely finding our schedules that can align to actually give us the best training and lead up to what we can do, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mariana. It was so nice to meet you, and have a fabulous week. And I will make sure this comes out quickly so that everyone can get on International Women's Day. International?
It's national, but let's make it international.
Okay. Women's Sport Day. Perfect. I love it. Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSam.